welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And this episode is brought to you by theblisshabit.com. It is my 12-week e-course where whether you want to bust through your fears, or you want to connect to a tribe, or really understand how to have an incredible gratitude practice, this is the place for you. It is 12 weeks with 12 different lessons, over 7.5 hours of video training, along with a weekly meditation, and you get to connect in to the best tribe on the internet. Really, we are in this group elevating each other, posting vlogs all of the time. You guys are constantly interacting and talking about whatever topic and week that you are on. So whether it's the abundance week and you really want to learn how to create more abundance in your life or feel more abundant in order to attract that, or whether it is forgiveness and you need to forgive yourself or someone else and you can't carry that weight anymore, or whether it's gratitude where you just really want to stop living in the past and start living in the present and let go of your anxiety, this course is absolutely for you. So go check it out, theblisshabit.com. And today I want to talk to you about your thoughts. So what are you thinking right now? Why do you tune in to this podcast? What is it that you need? Or do you just know that evolution is who you are and becoming better and evolving as a human, being happier, seeing how much more love and compassion you can bring into the world makes you feel like that is your truth as a human being. It's like a full body yes. You know, when you're learning and you're seeking and you're loving more, you're forgiving more, when you are just feasting on getting better and giving back, that's truly the purpose why we're on this planet. So as you're seeking and you're filling that place, just know you are doing that thing that we are put in this world for, right? So just like in this book that I'm reading, and I want to tell you about it, that's where this quickie is coming from today, actually. One of my friends, we just did a book trade. We met for a juice and we swapped books. We had this amazing conversation. I didn't really know her much before this conversation. We had, you know, talked at our gym. She's a super incredible person. We exchanged a bunch of emails, but we couldn't make our schedules work. So when we finally did, of course, like like-minded sisters now that I have these last few years, because that has been my intention, is to find these amazing high-level like-minded sisters. And believe me, that took a while. She shows up with a book. I have a book. We swap books. So she gave me Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I gave her Rise, Sister Rise by Rebecca Campbell. So today's quickie, I want to talk to you about moving from cause and effect to causing an effect. So in your life, if we are feeling like we are victims of our circumstances, we're living in a different place, right? We're living in this happened, so now this is happening. I'm affected in this way. And we want to move into causing that effect, or this happened and I'm going to react this way so I can get a different outcome. So if you can look at your life and see some different places where you've actually caused a new effect, and also how were you feeling? What were you thinking? What intentions did you have to put behind it? So there was this really crazy experiment, and because I love to talk about science, but it is not necessarily my zone of genius to teach it. So I'm going to read some of this right out of this book, and you guys should really pick this book up. So there was a study that took place at the Heart Math Research Center in California, where 10 people were tested on holding DNA samples to see if they could wind or unwind these samples at all or change the way that these samples appeared. So what they did was the first group of 10 people held these DNA samples in their hands and they held a thought, and the thoughts were good thoughts, really, really, really loving, positive emotions of love and joy. And then they tested the DNA samples and there was no difference. So then they had another group of 10 individuals who did the same exact thing. These people were well practiced in techniques using heart math. So they really understood how to focus their intentions and their thoughts. That's what that means. So then these next 10 people, instead of just thoughts, they applied strong feelings, elevated feelings such as love, appreciation, and these were all done for 2 minutes each. So then they tested those vials that were containing DNA, and those samples were also not statistically significantly changed either. So then there was the next group, and they had this group not only hold the positive thoughts, but they also held the positive feelings. So they did this for 2 minutes. And this whole group had 25% difference in the DNA that was wound or unwound. Isn't that insane? So what I want to talk about, and this was just for 2 minutes, you guys. So it's not just the thought. That's where thinking positive is amazing. Thinking positive really helps. But it's what is the intention behind the thought? So it's not just the thought like, I woke up this morning and Lori said I'm not supposed to think crappy thoughts. So all right, yay, here I am. I woke up today. Yippee. Okay, not going to work because it has to be the thought plus the intention. So if you're like, how in the heck am I supposed to go from feeling like total crap to feeling better? That is the work. And that is my work every single day. So when I feel like crap, I'm like, how do I want to feel? Okay, what thoughts would help me get there? What makes me feel that way? How would I be feeling if I felt that way right now? Like, let me see if I can just even get the edge of it. Let me see if I can get 5% of feeling grateful. Let me see if I can move that up to 10%. Can I try to really get in the mode of feeling completely grateful? And the crazy thing about feeling grateful is that when you feel grateful, you attract more to be grateful for. I'm telling you guys, we already know this, but this book is giving us the actual science behind it. So that's why I want you to read it so bad. Because everything is energy, right? So if everything is energy and it's vibrating in its own level, I want to attract the things that are vibrating at a high vibe. So I'm going to get into that by being in these positive states because those are higher vibration frequencies. So happiness, joy, love. And I know you don't wake up this way. That's why we do that practice, right? That's why we always talk on this podcast about rituals that are going to drop you into your physical body, get you present, get you into the state of gratitude, because we can't be grateful when we're feeling anxious, right? Or we're depressed, or we're living the past, or we're living the future. So really that sense drenching practice where you feel what your palms feel like, you feel the bottoms of your feet, what sounds are in the room, what are you grateful for? Pile 3 things on your heart that you are so grateful for that day, and really think about them. See their faces, whoever it is. See the things, see the beauty, see the sunset, see the sights. Get grateful for this physical body because it is the only go-round that we have in this body, right? So I think we get really caught up in just the day, the mundane, the day-to-day, the monotony, and we forget that this is it, man. This is it. Like if you knew you only had a week or a year or 5 years, or, you know, when you really think of it in days, like some of us only have 1,000 days left, 2,000 days, 3,000. We're lucky if we have 10,000 days, right? Or more. But when you think of it like that, how are you going to spend it? Are you going to get a little bit more intentional with your thoughts and feelings? It sure makes it seem a whole lot easier just to think a little bit better and feel a little bit better, right? Now, I'm not saying go and completely numb out and ignore whatever you're feeling, because feelings are very real. If you had something shitty happen, I really want you to acknowledge that. But it doesn't have to be your home base, right? It doesn't have to be your home base. When I was at Tony Robbins, a couple months ago now, he just talked about he really doesn't give himself that much time to feel crappy anymore because he's like, I don't want to spend my time in that state. So I give myself about, I think he said he only gives himself 2 minutes. I was like, damn, homie, that is like so fast. But give yourself some time, like put a time limit on it. If it's not that big of a deal, you know, give yourself 5 minutes and move on. Say, okay, I'm done being pissed. I called someone. I said all the names I needed to say, and I'm going to try to move through it now. Try to move through it. If it's something really crappy, you know, something traumatic or terrible, give yourself a good timeline. Let yourself feel it, or don't give yourself a timeline at all, but just say, you know what, I'm going to feel this right now. I'm going to really allow myself to feel it, and then I'm going to move through it, and I'm going to surround myself with some really great people or do some things that can nurture my soul and start to help healing, right? So you guys, really, it's about the thought and the intention. So where do you want to stay? And get rid of whatever thought is not serving you anymore, because that is the outcome that you are living in. So if you're living in a thought that you're like, this really sucks, well, it's having sucky results in your life. And that is the truth. So what is the next thought that you can move up to? I'm not saying be happy, joy, joy in like 2 seconds, but what is the next gradual thought that you can move into that's a little bit better, right? That's just a little bit better. So thank you guys so much for being on this podcast and listening all the time. It means the world to me. I would love if you would share, rate, and review. And you know what's so epically awesome is I've been taking suggestions from you guys of what to talk about. So hit me up on Instagram. It is at Lori Harder. Shoot me any messages. You guys know that I love to respond on there. And please share with your friends and family. That's how we get this podcast out. So that's how I get amazing guests for you guys. And I can't do it without you. And one of the biggest things that you can do is to share, rate, and give a 5-star review. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.